Hey folks, I'm Amy Perlman. I'm your host of Pearls and Perspectives. And today is super special because I have Dr. Larry Lipschultz here.
Right.
And we're kind of like merging right now two podcasts, Pearls and Perspectives and Fertility and Other F Words. Larry, right. Say hello to the crew.
Hello to the crew. it's very important because people don't realize that we work together a lot.
We do. You know, the funny thing is, it was at the AUA meeting last year.
Or the year before?
No, it was last year at the AUA meeting in Las Vegas where I was interviewing you for Pearls and Perspectives. Mm-hmm. And after the interview, you said, Amy, that was really fun. We should go on TV together.
I don't think I said TV.
You did.
No,
I was like, Larry, TV? That sounds awesome. Do you know anyone?
NBC. Did I tell you that NBC has reached out?
No.
Because it's not true. That's why I didn't tell you. No.
Yeah, so here we are.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. At the AUA.
At the AUA in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
You've been super busy during this meeting.
It has, but it's been exciting.
Yeah.
And I think you were at the segment yesterday when we talked about peptides.
Yeah. It was on Innovations in Men's Health.
It was standing
room only.
Literally.
I just like sat on the floor in the back.
Yeah. It was really popular. And you know, just when you mentioned the word peptides, everybody came to the room.
Yeah. And in a way that is not, oh my God, I can't believe you're doing that, but coming from a place of curiosity.
Yeah.
I mean, even people that I met at this meeting that are not in the hormone replacement therapy space, they're saying, my patients are asking me about peptides. What do I need to know?
I know. And I think it's so interesting because it doesn't have the kind of stigma that steroids have.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's going to popularize it even more.
Yeah.
First of all, they're non-controlled, so you don't have to get scheduled. Whatever, like testosterone is, it's really going to be even more popular than we think, I think.
Well,
we heard yesterday, $50 billion industry.
But right now, so much of that is in the black and the gray market.
Exactly. Yeah. But it's going to apparently come out with some new FDA rulings this month, May?
In July.
And February.
Yes.
July and February.
Yeah. So I think the interesting thing is, you know, the question becomes, Larry, whose job is it to learn about peptides and potentially prescribe them to patients? Does that fall within the wheelhouse of a primary care doctor, functional medicine, urology, endocrinology? Like, whose job is it?
Well, I think it's up for grabs.
Right.
And I think considering that the men look at us often as their primary care doctors, that we should be the ones who know the most.
Right. We're probably one of many different specialists that need to know about it. But the reality is our patient's going to take the medications.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course they're going to take it. Number one, it's not going to be expensive.
Yeah.
Number two, it doesn't have side effects.
Yeah.
Right now, we do not. I have had hundreds of patients for the last 8 years on peptides.
Yeah.
No side effects.
Yeah.
None.
And I asked you yesterday at the end of the panel, I was like, what's the worst thing that you've seen? Because I want to know what's worst case scenario.
Right.
So why don't you tell the audience what
worst case scenario that I've ever seen has been a site reaction. An allergic reaction at the needle point.
Yeah.
Nothing else.
Does that mean if they have that allergic reaction, can they use it again? Is that just like a one-time thing? Or does that mean like every time they do it?
No. So if a person comes to me with an allergic reaction, I have had them do it again.
Yeah.
But it always comes back. So I'm not sure I will do that anymore.
So does that mean, because, you know, Alex Tatum was talking yesterday. He was like, peptides, it just describes the type of molecule that we're talking about, right? So it's not like a statin. It's not a drug class, you know?
And they're all different proteins.
Right.
You know, so when the man who had the site reaction was to Semirelin and nothing else that he was taking.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's
so it doesn't
like
mean they
class.
Can't try another
medication.
No.
They're totally different.
Yeah. So I want to go back to that session from yesterday because Alex Tatum, I mean, that guy cracks me up.
Yes. Well, you know, he should be a stand-up comedian and forget about urology.
Yeah. What I love about his content, I mean, one, it is incredibly
He did throw out the F-bomb at the meeting. Very unusual.
Yeah. But I think he brings the bro science into a scientific meeting that says, look, people are asking about it. This is the real world knowledge we need to know about it. And he gives a historical perspective and a little bit of behind the scenes on what's happening in the politics, which honestly, for these peptides, might be some of the most important information we need to know.
It's become very political.
Yeah.
Because of the FDA and their stance and the difference between the previous administration and this administration's approach to whether or not it should be legalized or FDA approved.
Yeah.
So what we have been told now, as of yesterday, is they're going to start sending out I don't know what you would call it. Approvals? Mm. Not approvals. What would you call it?
You mean in declassifying them?
Yes. Well, they're not classified yet. Mm-hmm. They're just on the do not compound list.
Yeah.
So they're going to come off in dribs and drabs.
Yeah.
So the speaker yesterday, who is a well-known Washington lawyer and involved intimately in this space.
Lee.
He told us that there will be 7 first and then another 4 and then another large group next February if everything goes as planned.
Yeah.
But apparently RFK Jr. is very much supporting this. So that's really helping us.
Yeah. So folks, stay tuned because this is really cutting edge. People are interested. And regardless of what field you are within urology or even outside of urology, our patients are going to be asking for it. So the worst thing that we can do is poo-poo them and to tell them, I definitely don't recommend it. They're very dangerous. Our patients are looking to us for guidance.
But I think the unique thing about peptides is they do a host of different things. It's not like testosterone that we know it does A, B, and C. They're all different in terms of what they can accomplish. And what I was thinking about is, what if we come out with a problem? Let's say we want a peptide to increase sperm production. Mm. Can that be designed based on some of the things we know? Mm-hmm. And I really want to get
into...
I think so. I want to get into the weeds about how peptides are developed. Uh-huh. In other words, what was the impetus to come up with peptide A? Mm-hmm. Was it the symptom and then they discovered the peptide, or they found a peptide that can do A, B, and C?
Mm-hmm.
Because if we can identify problems, and then if they can make peptides to treat those problems, that's like fantastic for
us. All right, so stay tuned for AUA 2027.
Next year, we're going to have a bag of peptides for you all.
Awesome. Larry, always good to hear your perspectives.
Always. Yes.